Good morning. It's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're going to continue our discussion on strategic planning and actual roadmap from the perspective of information, communication, and technology industry. But first, a little story. Creating a sure bet. They did it again. On Monday morning, my phone rang. It was Dave, vice president of operations for a construction company I know. I say, hello? The first words I heard was, they did it again. Sorry, I said, who did what? Those IT people, they did it again. I knew a blame storm was about to unfold, and I was about to receive a shower. You see, the vice president was referring to their IT department and the deployment, the development of an application that did not quite work. It was an accounts payable and receivable application that, when it was deployed, caused customer orders, billables, and receivables to be backed up for about 6 weeks. The company was brought to a halt. Why did they do it? We had a great paper process. It worked just fine. As I listened, I began to piece together what had happened. You see, the company wanted to automate, to improve the business processes. They set out to make things better. Teams were struck, brainstorming ensued, business requirements were gathered, and solutions were agreed upon. Actually, I just lied. None of that happened. Oh, yes, teams were put together from the business and the IT department, and supposedly they were supposed to meet, but you know what? I was asked to come in and do an audit, and what it basically found out was, yeah, the IT department did show up, but the business people did not. The SMEs, the subject matter experts, the people on the side of the organization that do the everyday work. They told the IT department, listen, we're just too busy. Too busy to help you improve processes and to provide you information and do requirements and solution requirements and stakeholder requirements. Who needs that stuff anyway? Listen, let me do my job and you go and do yours. In the end, I guess they got what they paid for. A lack of involvement caused a problem. Think about that for a second. You know, maybe there was another approach. Maybe within the information technology or technology industry overall, maybe there's an approach where businesses and business and people and business and technology organizations can work together. Consider these possible four things. Maybe you want to develop your business leaders and professionals in understanding the impact that they have on the business. The other thing you might want to consider is ensuring that you got the right people at the table. The people that can really provide the information that can improve your business. Maybe the other thing you need to do is be clear on what your business problem and opportunity is. Paper process? Automated process? Establish an effective change and transition processes or practices to make sure that if you're putting something new into your business environment, it will work. I call this creating a sure bet. Business enterprise transformers. I think we all need them. You see, information, communication, and technology has moved beyond tools that we just use every day. It's become a strategic enabler. Pick a business. There's not one business that information, communication, and technology are part of, and we have to make sure that we embrace it appropriately. Gone are the days where ICT, as something that a bunch of nerds in the back room or support people do, is gone. The business and the subject matter experts and the leadership must engage the process. They have to show up and contribute to their information technology or as a strategic contributor to their business and their industry. There are many, many lessons we can learn here. If you want to know more about engaging your stakeholders, send me a note. Send me an email at richard@braveworld.ca. I'd be glad to chat with you about it. On the topic of information, communication, technology, as I mentioned, we're speaking today with Kathy Knight, CEO of ICTAM. Now, ICTAM stands for Information Communication Technology Association of Manitoba. You can check them out at ICTAM.ca. Now, that would be ICTAM.ca, ICTAM. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Richard. It's a pleasure being here.
I've been really excited about having you come down. I met you a few years ago, and people would keep saying things to me. You know, you really need to meet this Kathy Knight person at ICTAM. And I'd be, what? ICTAM. So then I finally Googled you at ICTAM.ca and figured it all out a little bit. Now, Kathy, I always like to our listeners to learn a little bit about my guests. And mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about yourself.
About me personally?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been with ICTAM for about 10 years, and before that, I had my own consulting business in marketing and communications, and I worked with technology companies, entertainment companies, education, you know, full range of things, and happened to come across this opportunity. It was funny, my sister, who works for the province of Manitoba in the industry services area, had said, you know, you really should apply for this job. And I said, well, really, you know, don't they want some, you know, tech person?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
okay.
really a tech person. I mean, well, after 10 years, I probably can't say that anymore. But you know, I was a marketing communications person. And she said, no, I think they could really use you. So that's kind of how I ended up here. And it's a lot like having your own business. It's a lot like having a small to medium-sized business.
Okay.
And you have, you know, different ways of building your revenue. You have to be strategic. And, you know, on the personal side, it's great because I, you know, I have the same flexibility that I have in running my own business.
Sure.
And, of course, that's great because my husband has his own business. He's a cabinet maker and, you know, we have a great cottage at the lake, which we were talking about earlier.
Just, yeah, and, all Winnipeggers go to the lake in the summer.
Yeah, and we met a little bit later in life, so no kids, but, you know, a dog and a cat. And we happily head off to the lake every weekend. And
away you go. Now, that's actually quite an intro. So you know, that's actually quite great. I mean, one of the things, once you're an entrepreneur of any sort and finding that flexibility when you decide to join another organization. Now, I know you're the CEO of ICTAM, mm-hmm. but that's become so important to be able to do that and to be able to continue doing the things that you love to do.
Yeah.
You know. When we return, we will continue our conversation with Kathy Knight, CEO of ICTAM, and you can check them out at ICTAM.ca. Now, if you're not familiar with what that stands for, it stands for Information, Communication, and Technology Association of Manitoba. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannon of A Brave World and BraveWorld.ca, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're talking to Kathy Knight of ICTAM. And basically, we're talking about information, communication, and technology industry. Now, you can check out ICTAM at ICTAM.ca. It's ICTAM.ca. Kathy, I'm really been quite excited to have you here. And we were talking a little bit about your background and how you got into ICTAM about 10 mm-hmm. years ago and how it really nicely fits within your entrepreneurial spirit. And so that was really great to hear, especially when we're talking about business champions.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think there's different types of entrepreneurs and but, you know, the true entrepreneurs are the ones who are, you know, go out and they've got a great idea for a business and they're very, very brave people.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
They're a whole different breed.
Total right? different breed. Yeah. And I often think about it as entrepreneur versus intrapreneur. So it sounds mm-hmm. to me like you've become an intrapreneur, if you wish, for ICTAM. So tell us a bit more about ICTAM. What's ICTAM all about?
ICTAM's really a champion for the ICT industry in Manitoba, and we are really, our focus is to grow the industry in Manitoba, and part of that is to be able to not only connect our members with each other, but also to connect them with other members of the business community at large.
So from a size perspective, how many employees does ICTAM have?
We're relatively lean. We expand or contract depending on the types of
the
projects that we have. Our core team at the moment is myself and my administrative assistant, and we contract out other parts of the business as needed. So it allows us to be very agile and very flexible and responsive to needs.
I love all the words you're using because agile, lean. I mean, there's such words for the information communication technology industry, and they're often used. You know, we're looking for lean business environments. We're looking for agile business environments, ones that are very flexible and can be scalable and things. So
exactly.
And what kind of membership do you have? Like, what size is the membership, and who might actually be a member of your organization?
Well, our membership is broad based, and we have right now, we have approximately 150 members.
Oh, wonderful.
And they're corporate memberships.
Okay.
And so we have anywhere from large enterprises in various sectors. For instance, and here I'll probably be giving people some plugs. I don't know if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Great West Life, MTS, Manitoba Hydro, all the Crown corporations all the big organizations. They have very large IT deployment within their companies, and very much, I always say every company is basically a technology company because everyone's driven by technology these days. And then we also have on the large sized, on the enterprise side, we also have some of the, what you might think of as the usual suspects, the HP, IBM, Cisco, Dell, those players.
Ones that people know.
But then we also have some really terrific homegrown ICT companies that are providing services in a wide range of areas.
So who might be some of those be?
ID Fusion Software, Online Business Systems, Protegra, Technologies for Learning Group. We have some really exciting up-and-coming companies, Skip the Dishes.
Skip the dishes. There's a plug for you.
We have another one called Celera Remote Data Sensing, which sounds kind of obscure, but they basically they've invented a technology that allows you to text anywhere, whether you're at the North Pole or at the South Pole,
wherever you are.
Really exciting social media company that provides social media
services. Do you have
services.
A name for them? Let's so they get the plug.
Dash.
Okay. Well, you know, since we're naming some companies, we should. So listen, if you're listening, we're sorry if we missed your name.
But yes, it's no reflection of, we have fabulous members in a wide variety of areas.
So how big is the information communication technology industry in Manitoba and Canada? I know that you've done some reports and you've done some research in this space. So what does that look like?
In Manitoba, there's about 1,500 companies, and the industry itself contributes about 2% of the GDP.
Okay, gross domestic product.
Exports, around 1.2 billion.
Yeah, so and that's quite large. And the interesting information technology.
I mean, million.
A million? You said
no,
billion?
Billion. Billion, yeah. Billion.
2% of GDP, probably billion.
Yeah.
When we look at that, there's actually quite a lot going on in the industry when you look at it. Mm-hmm. And the information communication technology industry is truly a global industry.
Absolutely. And even firms that work in that space within Manitoba have to have a global mindset.
Have to have a global mindset.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually quite a wonderful thing. Some of the areas that you guys are focused in on right now in terms of ICTAM, like what are some of the initiatives that you guys are focused in on?
Right now, we're looking at a number of different initiatives. One is looking at how we can actually build the local customer base for the ICT industry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways of doing that, and this is very much, I think, of a benefit to the broader community, and that's really socializing the benefits of ICT to businesses.
What do you mean socializing the benefits?
Well, kind of to your point in your story that you opened with, which is really recognizing how ICT can actually help improve your productivity in your business.
Okay.
But then what is the process to making that happen, and what is it to making that successful?
Sure.
And so I thought it was a really terrific story in terms of illustrating the amount of upfront work that you do have to do, and how it really is a business transformation process, and that you have to take all of the elements into account, and not just think about your IT department. It isn't just reliant on them. It's about the entire
organization and the business.
Exactly.
Thank you for saying that, because that's something that's been very close to me over 27 years of my career. This is Richard Land, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And today our guest is Kathy Knight of ICTAM, Information Communication Technology Association of Manitoba. You can check them out at ICTAM.ca. That's ICTAM.ca. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Landon of A Brave World, and you're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Have you ever wondered what makes a business champion? I know I do. Today, we've been looking at it from the information, communication, and technology industry perspective. You know, like any industry, I think people need to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. And sparring to be business champions is all part of that. It's about engaging your people, about becoming better, and maybe having a strategic plan, an actual roadmap, going through the process and knowing where it is you want to do or where it is you want to go. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Kathy Knight, CEO of ICTAM, regarding being a business champion in the information, communication, and technology industry. Now, you can check them out at ICTAM.ca. That's ICTAM.ca. We'll also do the SPAR, the 1-2-3 Business Champion Knockout Tips, the things that you must do to be successful in your business. It's Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. My guest today is Kathy Knight, CEO of ICTAM. ICTAM stands for Information Communication Technology Association of Manitoba. You can check them out at ICTAM.ca. That's ICTAM.ca. Kathy, another segment. So let's continue our dialogue. We were talking about socializing the benefits. I love those words, socializing the benefits. And you know, I think I'm going to incorporate it into my own language now. So I think
I'll send you a check.
You'll send me a check or a bill, you mean?
Yes, I'll send you a bill.
There you go.
Edit that out.
That's all right. We're just going to keep going here.
Okay.
You know, I was reading over some of your information on your website and reading over some information you did send me, and I noticed there was some information there about your mandate, and I thought that was quite interesting. And so I noticed that there are 4 points to the mandate of ICTAM. Mm-hmm. What were those 4 points?
Educate, collaborate, advocate, and elevate.
Okay. So I mean, that's pretty clear when you have like 4 points. And to me, being a strategist, I know right away that that's part of your strategic plan. Those are the four areas that you're looking at strategically.
Yes.
In terms of this particular industry. Tell us a bit about educate. What does that mean in terms of...
There's two sides to educate. Educate is really about ensuring that our young people are aware of the occupations and the opportunities that are available in ICT. And one of the things I love to tell young people is that regardless of any industry you're interested in working in, there's a role for ICT. So you can work anywhere and in any industry if you go into ICT. And there's a range of occupations that are very exciting and very diverse. So huge opportunities there.
In that world. Can you give an example of one or two possible roles in ICT?
Well, you know, there's a range. I mean, in terms of in-demand positions, business analysts, project managers, software developers, web developers.
I get that. I built 27-year career in the IT world, so I know it well. But the interesting thing is that I've been all those things, the things that you've just mentioned, you know, business analysts. And at that time, we didn't call them business analysts. We actually called them CSAs, I think it was. Yeah. And then we call them SAs eventually, and then they became BAs, but senior project manager. And the, you know, everything, but even from an infrastructure perspective or software development perspective or other hardware or instruments, there's usually a lot of opportunity to in terms of the information communication technology industry.
Completely. And it's growing.
It's growing.
And then the other side of the educate part is the capacity building among companies and really working with them to determine where are some of the gaps barriers that they're experiencing to growth?
Skill gaps. Yeah. Now, another one was collaborate, I think it was.
And so collaborate is really about connecting the industry together and bringing them together so that they can collaborate within the industry itself, and then also how we can also extend outward to other industries and collaborate with
and
them.
Connect with them in many respects. Yeah. And advocate was another one.
Advocate is really how we work in partnership with the provincial government and the federal government, and with education. To align priorities, to make sure that there is a business environment that is conducive to growing the industry and to making the industry more flexible and more agile in terms of contributing, what it can contribute to the benefit of all of our citizens.
Okay, that's a pretty big mandate in itself, an advocate mandate. Mm-hmm. I take it, obviously there's many stakeholders in your organization or within the industry itself, so government mm-hmm. or large corporation is just one, and mm-hmm. I suspect that there's also the advocate for maybe small business owners or mid-range enterprises.
Well, primarily our focus is on SME, small to medium-sized enterprises, okay. Absolutely.
So how would you define a small to medium-sized enterprise, just so that our listeners have an understanding of what that might look like?
Well, it's interesting because there's different definitions, but predominantly any company that is under 500 employees is considered a small to medium-sized. Average-sized company of our medium-sized employers would be around 35, 36 employees.
Okay.
But we do have, as I mentioned earlier, our companies tend to be they may have a head office here, but they've got offices in other regions.
Sure, sure. It's an interesting that you bring that up because I've been very fortunate. I've worked around the world. But one of the things I find about the Winnipeg or the Manitoba environment, we have some fantastic mid-range enterprises. And they're global, mm-hmm. Or they're regional. You know, they have an office here, but then they have offices in all the other main cities in the country too, and branch offices and that. And so we have this sort of mini mid-range head office thing that happens in this province mm-hmm. that's very strong, very diverse.
So
it sounds to me like you have those kind of things too.
Oh yeah, some of our companies you wouldn't know that they have probably over 250, 350 employees.
Oh no, you wouldn't know it at all. I agree 100%. I've mm-hmm. had the privilege of working with several organizations in this particular city, and I find that I discover that all the time, and I'm always impressed with that. Elevate was another one of the key things that was on your strategic agenda.
Oh, Elevate is really about celebrating the industry and raising its profile and showcasing all of the fantastic Manitoba-made innovation that we have here, and we do that through various events.
Can you give an example of an event that you guys might sponsor or something or be involved in with sponsors?
Well, our signature event is called The Innovators, and we have it every spring. We just hosted it this past April 23rd.
And I missed it. That was me snapping my fingers.
And so we've actually, this year, our featured guest was Kirsten Stewart from Twitter Canada.
Oh,
she's
right
the
on.
New head of Twitter Canada.
Yes.
Sold out event, about 330 movers and shakers.
All at the event and everything?
All at the event.
I'm going to hang out more often with you.
Yeah, we're fun. We know how to throw a pate.
You're listening to Richard Lannan of A Brave World and The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is Kathy Knight, CEO of ICTAM, Information Communication and Technology Association of Manitoba. You can check them out at ICTAM.ca. That's ICTAM.ca. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, our guest is Kathy Knight, and Kathy's the CEO of ICTAM.ca. Now, that stands for Information, Communication, and Technology Association of Manitoba. You can check them out at ICTAM.ca. So, listen, we're at the SPAR, the 1-2-3 Business Champion Knockout Tips, the things that you must do to be a champion in your industry or your business. Now, today, the perspective is information and communication technology industry. Kathy, what are your three things, your three tips for today? What would they be?
Well, I think first off, planning.
Okay.
Being, people planning and preparedness is top. If you're going to be looking at implementing any kind of technology solution in your business, really identify what the business problem is that you're looking to solve.
Okay.
And then that is really your baseline. That's where you start.
That's where you start. Okay, so that sounded like one, sort of mm-hmm. all grouped together. Do you have a second?
Communication.
Communication, okay.
So make sure that you involve all of your influencers, your executive, really right from the bottom up to the top down.
Okay.
In terms of, so you can socialize what the change is, because it's just as much about business transformation as it is about change management.
Sure. And I find that too in working with organizations. You got to think, you got to do the strategic to the tactical to the hands-on practical, the operational. And all the way along the way, you have to bridge the gap between all those three. And that mm-hmm. means involving a lot of key stakeholders up and down the organization or vertically, but also horizontally.
Absolutely.
So those are the key things. And number three?
Leadership.
Leadership. Okay.
Yes, leadership. You know, somebody's got to put their stick in the ground, right?
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, you can't have... it's funny, I was listening to someone in one of these startup pitch competitions, and it was a very energetic young entrepreneur, and he said, yes, and I'm going to recruit a whole crew of leaders to come and work for me. And I'm thinking, yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
You certainly want leadership within various areas of your organization, but sure. Somebody has to be leading the charge.
There always has to be somebody in charge. And you know, leadership is one of those things that I actually believe in any industry, but in the information communication technology industry, is maybe not that well understood. You know, and I'll give you a case in point is that I've worked with many clients where they come to me and they say, well, Richard, you know, we want our technology professionals to be leaders. And I'm sitting there going, what do you mean by that? And they don't always want to be leaders. They want to be better managers, you know, and they want somebody else to actually lead, you know, and motivate and things. And I always find that's a very fascinating sort of dialogue to have.
Well, it's interesting you say that, too, because I hear lots of times business leaders, people who have entrepreneurs, business leaders, one in the same say, I really want to know how I can run my company better.
Sure. You know, and that's one of the key things that's important for any business champion is actually running your business better. Mm-hmm. And there's probably ways you can do that. Now, you mentioned people, planning, and was it placement? Was that the one? Did I write that down? You said three P's.
People, planning, and process.
People, planning, and process. Sorry.
That's okay.
people, planning, and process. And that's so important to actually have a plan. When I was looking through some of your documentation and I was looking at what percentage of organizations within your industry actually have a strategic plan, I was fascinated to see that 49% to 51%. So it sort of said that, and so I'd like to speak to you about this a little bit, that sort of suggested, or didn't suggest, that the numbers were there. 49% have a strategic plan. 51% either have an informal plan or no plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what can you speak to that on?
Well, I think that in the percentage that have an informal plan or no plan, that tend to be younger companies.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because they're moving so fast.
Sure.
Just
rapid
moving
things
fast
are going on.
And you know, you've got to be in the game and you've got to be able to move quickly. Especially because ICT changes so rapidly.
Very rapid change.
And, you know, lots of times you could be going down a path and decide and realize, well, wait a minute, we have to pivot. We have to change our direction and how we do things. So, so I really understand why there's a lot of companies out there that have what you would say an informal plan.
Yeah.
But, you know, there still is great value in terms of that growth trajectory to take into account time to stand back and consider the actual documenting of a strategic plan.
Yeah.
Because it does give you that, you know, you have the value of some reflection in that process.
So can I add a lesson learned
here?
And this is a trend that I've seen actually happen, is that the traditional strategic plan, I wouldn't say it's gone by the wayside, but the idea of actually writing a report that's 100 pages, that's gone.
Totally.
It's now strategy map. I want a one-page strategy map. Yep. I want to look at an 11 by 17 sheet of paper, and I want a one-page roadmap, and I want to look at an 11 by 17 sheet of paper, and that's it. And I want to change it up when I can. And the idea of actually looking out, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that's done. 3 to 5 years, and for the smaller organizations, looking past three, virtually impossible. You know,
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. And that's definitely what we see. And you know, that is so totally the ICT way.
Okay.
And looking at how you're going to do things quickly, but strategically, and aligning with your priorities and understanding what your business, your business direction is. How do you want to grow?
Yeah,
right?
It often comes down to the what and why, the strategic,
and
the how, who, when, how, and all that stuff, the tactical. Yeah. So strategic plan to tactical reality, and that gap between and being able to
And short bursts.
And short bursts,
You know, definitely. I see that happen all the time.
Now, do you see that more with the smaller mid-range organizations than the larger corporations or public organizations we've talked about?
I think everyone's moving that way. I know one company in particular, medium-sized company, does a lot of innovation and seriously, you know, they take a look. It's a process where you try something. If it fails, you look at how it you look at what went wrong and you determine whether you can fix it, and then you go on to the next.
Yeah, rapid lessons learned, yeah. Right? And then applying those lessons learned so that you're doing something.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Richard Lannan. You're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today has been Kathy Knight. Kathy's the CEO of ICTEM, Information Communication Technology Association of Manitoba. You can check them out at ictam.ca. That's ictam.ca. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan of A Brave World, and welcome back. And you've been listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we've been fortunate to be speaking to Kathy Knight, the CEO of ICTEM, ICTEM.ca. Kathy, I have one final question for you. If there was a one key message that you could provide our listeners today, what would it be?
Well, I would say that we want to position ICT as a leading industry in Manitoba, and I think that we're in a very good position to do that and have a very positive trajectory. The industry is growing. There are some lucrative and very rewarding job opportunities available to our young people. And, one of our ICT business leaders told me is that the jobs of the future are above the ground, not below the ground.
Above the ground, not below the ground. The jobs of the future are above the ground, not the below the ground. We've been talking to Kathy Knight of ICTEM, CEO of ICTEM, Information Communication Technology Association of Manitoba. And basically, there's a lot of opportunity with the growth of the technology industry overall. Now, you've been listening to Richard Lannan of A Brave World. That's braveworld.ca. And by all means, please check me out. The SPAR, a strategic plan to actual roadmap, where we're all about accelerating growth of business champions. I want